From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Marty Johnson reporting. Pro-government fighters in Yemen report killing a senior al-Qaeda leader along with at least two other militants. Ali Abed al-Rab bin Talab, better known as Abu Anwar, was the head of a court set up by al-Qaeda in Yemen's largest province, which the extremist group largely controls. Yemeni officials said Abu Anwar's convoy was heading to the southern port city of Aden when it was attacked. The Somali militant group al-Shabaab has released a new recruiting video that highlights U.S. police shootings and the call by presidential candidate Donald Trump to ban Muslims from entering the United States. The video released Friday may be the first instance of a U.S.-designated terrorist group using current issues in the United States to attract followers online. Authorities are trying to determine what caused an inferno at a high-rise luxury hotel in downtown Dubai that burned during the city's New Year's Eve fireworks extravaganza. The Address Hotel on fire provided a dramatic real-life scene as thousands of people watching the fireworks display across the street looked on. The hotel is located near the Burj Khalifa, which is the tallest building in the world. VOA's Margaret Bashir, who is spending her holiday in Dubai, said many fire trucks and water tanks were still in front of the hotel on Friday.
Authorities here are saying that the internal parts of the hotel were not gutted by the fire. That I think they had a very advanced sort of sprinkler system that seems to have kept the fire from spreading internally. But the facade is really badly damaged on the north side of the building.
The hotel was evacuated during the fire, but 14 people suffered minor injuries and one person experienced a heart attack. The blaze appeared to be extinguished by Friday. This is VOA News. An explosion struck Afghanistan's capital Friday evening, killing one person, wounding 11 people. The Taliban has claimed responsibility for the attack, saying one of its suicide bombers carried it out and claiming the target was a restaurant frequented by foreigners. The blast hit a residential area of the city, which is home to many Afghan officials and where guest houses are located. A statement sent to VOA in Islamabad by a Taliban spokesman claimed heavy casualties were inflicted, but did not give the number of attackers involved. A manhunt is underway in Tel Aviv after an unidentified gunman killed two and wounded at least three others on a busy street in Israel's second largest city. Security camera footage aired on Israeli television showed the attacker, who appeared to be in his mid to late 20s and wore protective eyeglasses and windbreaker, browsing at a delicatessen on the street, then pulling a gun from his backpack, stepping back and starting to shoot. Israel has recently transferred the bodies of 23 Palestinians killed in a recent wave of attacks on Israelis back to Palestinian towns and villages in the West Bank in an attempt to ease current tensions in the area. The New York man who was accused of planning to carry out a New Year's Eve attack on behalf of the Islamic State terror group had had psychiatric problems since childhood, according to his family. Federal authorities say 25-year-old Emmanuel Lutchman had been in trouble with the law since 2006 and converted to Islam while serving a prison sentence. Lutchman was charged with attempting to provide material support to IS and planning an attack on a bar in Rochester, New York. A court statement said the defendant, claiming to receive direction from an overseas Islamic State member, planned to commit an armed attack on civilians in the Rochester, New York area. The court records also show Lutchman armed himself with knives, a machete, and ski masks. India's capital began the new year with an experiment designed to try to reduce the city's air pollution. On Friday, cars with odd-numbered license plates were allowed on New Delhi streets on odd-numbered days, and cars with even-number plates are to be allowed on even-number dates. It's a two-week trial to start. It ends January 15th. The skeptics say, however, with schools and offices closed, the capital has yet to get a real idea of exactly how the motorists will adhere to those restrictions. And Natalie Cole, the daughter of jazz legend Nat King Cole, who carved out her own success with R&B hits like Our Love and This Will Be before intertwining their legacies with the unforgettable signature hit, has died at the age of 65. Here's a sample.
Unforgettable in every way.
That was her voice. Now here comes her father.
And forevermore.
And forevermore.
That's some singing.
That's the latest world news from VOA.